Wessel's sister, A.E. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, August 9th, 1905. Dear Mother Wessels, will you not come to America with John and Andrew? If you had done this years ago, you would now be standing on vantage ground. You have wasted the strength that you might have preserved. Will not you and John and Andrew now gather up the fragments of what is left and come to this country in faith? What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark 8, verse 36-37. If Peter would come also, instead of sacrificing his family by remaining in Africa, how much better it would be! What will it profit him to devote his life to business that separates his soul from God and opens the way for his children to fix their souls on the things of the world? Read carefully the 14th chapter of John. The Savior said to his disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Verses 1 to 4. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Verses 15 to 21. What every member of the Wessels family needs is the converting power of God on mind and heart. I cannot write more now because I have not strength. God bless you, dear Sister Wessels. He has a care for you. May he give you and your children wisdom to lay up treasure in heaven.